Now, if you're anything like me, you're counting down the days until the release of Wicked 2 hits the big screens. But let's be real, November feels like a while away. Not to worry, Oz is calling sooner than you think. Dorothy and Oz is an immersive cocktail experience that combines the magic of Oz with a hint of mystery. A mix of a cocktail bar and an escape room as a part of this year's Sydney's Fringe Festival. I'm joined today by the two incredible cast members from the experience, Isabella Luke, who plays Galinda, and Bethany Williams as Dorothy herself. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you so much for having us. It's so exciting to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely intrigued to hear about this experience. What makes a cocktail experience meet an escape room?
Yes, it's definitely a very unique combination. So it's basically like there's like puzzles and like engaging activities that you can complete, and you do that to get an ingredient for your cocktail, which you get at the end.
With a wonderful adaptation of The Wizard of Oz theatre unfolding right in front of you. So it's the best of all three worlds.
Yeah, awesome. And why would anyone want to escape Oz? What is this escape room-esque experience like?
Well, as we all know at the start of the iconic film and in the books, they get thrown into Oz in a hurricane and the audience are left to solve puzzles, and there's some villains that show up, some not so friendly witches, and the audience are escaping them, finding the clues to the puzzles to finish their cocktail and collect the cocktail ingredients, but to also get back to the real world.
Yeah, lovely. That sounds very interesting. And did you both grow up watching or reading The Wonderful Wizard of Oz? If so, how has your version of Oz connected to the one that you remember?
Yeah, it's a classic. I watched it when I was very, very young, and I was very intrigued by Dorothy, I think, particularly. Like, she was so kind of like fun and engaging, and I have used a lot of my memories of her from childhood to my current role for her for the show. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I grew up as a dancer, and we did a ballet version of The Wizard of Oz several times, so which sort of followed the same plot as the film, and that's the plot that I'm very familiar with. But going into rehearsals, there's characters from all the books. So there's very obscure characters like Mombi, the Wicked Witch. There's a character called TikTok, which has nothing to do with the app. And he's sort of a monster-esque thing. There's a gnome king. There's Princess Ozma. So there's all these characters that we're not familiar with because they're not in the movie, but they are in some of the books. And they've all been brought in and whirled around and put into this wonderful adaptation.
Wow, awesome. And Isabella, you're playing Galinda, and Bethany, you're playing Dorothy. What is it like playing these roles?
A lot of fun. I think I very recently watched Wicked, so when I found out I was playing Glinda, I got very excited. But it's just been fun to experiment with something so iconic and make it our own. We've been given a lot of breadth in the rehearsal room to try out different voices and different physicalities and 100% put our own stamp on the characters.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's been a lot of like freedom in terms of like sticking with the classic, but also adding our interpretation. So Dorothy has been a very, very fun role to play. It's like keeping that innocence and that fun, but also like, yeah, experimenting with some fun little twists as well, which the audience will find when they come.
Yeah, absolutely. And as like watching a show separate to this experience, I guess there's an immersive experience with the audience now creating this cocktail and indulging in this sort of escape room-esque experience. What does the audience participation look like, and how does that impact the narrative?
Well, I think it might look a bit different every night, hopefully, but they're solving puzzles, and really they come into our world. We've fully made over Marrickville Town Hall, so it won't look anything like Marrickville Town Hall. They're coming into the world. They're a part of it. It's not them in seats and us on a stage. And then, yeah, they're solving puzzles, they're doing games, escape room-like games. And then there's also sections where we're able to, in the play section sort of it, interact with the audience, talk to them, get their opinions on things. And it does end, if people come along and see, with a very fun audience interaction section where they help us decide the fate of the show.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so the show looks very different depending on what the audience decides. So that's a really cool piece as well.
So it sounds like it's going to look different every night, which is very exciting for you guys as the cast.
Yeah, keeps it different, keeps it interesting for sure.
Absolutely.
And for families looking to get involved, there's also a family adventure special matinee. How have you adapted the event for younger audiences?
Yeah, so I mean, the show is, it's very similar in terms of like how it runs with the puzzles and the games and stuff, which are great for kids and parents. Like, it's very good for the whole family. The main adaptation is that there's no alcohol, so we make the drink at the end, but it's just alcohol free, so the kids can enjoy it as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. That was Isabella Luke and Bethany Williams from the cast of Dorothy and Oz, the all new immersive cocktail experience hosted at Marrickville's Town Hall as a part of Sydney's Fringe Festival this year. You can get your tickets at sydneyfringe.com/events/Dorothy in Oz. Thank you so much for joining me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.